Night Talk, Monday to Thursdays, 10 to midnight. Bertha Charuma on SAFM.
And also just to let you know that we will have an open line as from 11 until 12 midnight. That's 086-000-2032. That is our live line where you come through to the studio. And our WhatsApp voice note line is 061-4104-107. Or you can just send a text, but preferably a voice note, and make sure it is audible and it's not more than 1 minute. Coming up next, talking about Khayelitsha, it has become such a concern. Khayelitsha mass killings and how violence is impacting development in the townships. How do we develop when we've become so uncontrollable when it comes to violence? Why is it we are in this state? In the same breath, one could say, where is the police? But do we have to have the police to be managed? Why can't we manage ourselves and just live in harmony? I know. It's almost like, well, you live in your own bubble, Bertha. It is what it is. These things do happen. And joining me to have this conversation, I've got Monde Ngulwana, Acting Chair, Khayelitsha Development Forum, just to give us a little bit of insight, especially in regard to Khayelitsha. So the people of Khayelitsha Township in Cape Town are still reeling from another shock after witnessing another mass shooting in their township, leaving 8 people dead. Mass shootings are not uncommon in this particular area. Last year, around October, 26 people were killed in separate incidents within 4 weeks. Khayelitsha is regarded as one of the most violent townships in the country. How does this impact development of the township? For me, the worst part, our children. You cannot even let your child go and play on the streets because they may just not make it home. What is going on? What's happening? But let's hear from our guest. Good evening, Monde, and welcome to the show.
Good evening. Good evening to the viewers at home, the listeners as well. Thank you very much.
This is totally cantankerous, the recent mass shooting. How's the community feeling at the moment?
The community of Khayelitsha, in reality, as we have characterized, is living under fear. But we can confirm that we have not lost hope that at some stage this carnage will be defeated through many interventions. One of them you have mentioned, the visible policing, but more importantly, the community at large taking responsibility to deal with these social ills that tend to affect our communities.
Violence of this nature has been going on for just way too long. What really is the root cause?
We may not, as KDF, be able to narrate or present a narrative that's a point to the root cause. But what we can be able to say is that Khayelitsha, as a township of over 40 years in existence, one of the difficulties it faces is a high number of unemployment. Then there is a collapse, lack of development, and overcrowding in many instances. You'll recall that time immemorial, between 2012 to 2014, there was a commission of inquiry into the effectiveness of the SAPS in Khayelitsha, which brought some recommendations, which all of us expected that there will be a close monitoring and implementation of such. But you can see for yourself that some of those recommendations were speaking to the infrastructure problems in Khayelitsha, which at this point in time have not yet been implemented or considered in the time coming. One of them is the growth of informal settlements as we speak now. They lack services, they lack structures, they lack what we call roads in between, so that the crime prevention mechanism through policing would be able to access. We cannot no longer blame the lack of lightning, streetlight, and so on, because crime is present, happening even during the day in our times. So those are the contributing factors. Socioeconomic challenges are facing young people. Some are being used as victims by older people through intimidation, and they end up joining these gangs. So those are the most challenges we are. While we cannot say the source of this, but men, more importantly, socio-economic challenges, problems of climate, are putting us in this situation.
Whilst we're waiting for infrastructure to be put in place, what do you expect from policing?
We expect visibility. That's one. More from visibility, working together with community, so that the community itself will gain confidence into the police service in this area. Kailitha Development Forum as a structure has established itself through sectors of the society. We do have a sector that represents communities in relation to issues of safety and security, which is a Kailitha Safety and Security Forum. So through those people's organs, we expect to create a relationship between community and police. But we were unable to master and got through that while the community itself is facing these difficulties. You'll remember that currently the Western Cape government, supported by the city of Cape Town, are in loggerheads with the National Police Department to devote powers of the same police into the province and the city. While at the level where we are, we've got law enforcement officers, city police, who are not deployed sufficiently into communities where there is more need for them, because those ones supposed to work together with the SAPS deployed into our communities, that visibility will be mastered when the two spheres of police are working together. Now, out of all that you may have your data from all metros in the country, the only metro that does not have a city police more than the law enforcement officers is the city of Cape Town. And with the law enforcement outside the city police, there is no proper oversight of that. So when those two levels of government are working together, taking responsibility of our communities, we will, as development forums in particular in our township, be able to work with the teams in interventions in those areas. So that itself is a challenge, but we are confident that there's Kailitha Development Forum through our existence in communities. That's what we seek to establish and build, a society where people live without fear.
It will be interesting to hear, maybe you live in some of these areas. I just received a text that says, Bertha, the most violent townships in Cape Town are Nyanga, East Philippi and Samora. Maybe you live in some parts of these violent areas. It will be interesting to hear how you have survived, how you manage on a day-to-day basis to live in such an environment. It's just mind-boggling. I was also just taking a look at a study that says this study was published in the African Journal of Emergency Medicine, revealed that young people living in Khayelitsha have a 25 times greater chance of dying violently than the global average. 25 times. And it's quite an alarming number. But coming back to you, Monde, as a development forum, how does this impact your plans?
It impacts the Kailitsha Development Forum, particularly its objectives as a vehicle for development for the people of Kailitsha, on the basis that there is no confidence or setting into a sustainable investment and development further in Khayelitsha on the basis of these heinous crimes. Now, no investor will have confidence and certainty to come to Khayelitsha to invest for a long time development, which is sustainable. But as you have mentioned, I stay I'm a resident in Site B, Khayelitsha, part of that. Now, you have a community of Site C that has no police station, is equal to Site B. You have a community of Makaza, which is equal to Site B, Harare, and Litterpark. There is no police station that exists in those two areas. Now, those communities are relying to police stations nearby. Now, that itself contributes to the impact and the growth of this incident on the basis that not all areas within the radius are covered in relation to police. Now, that itself is a challenge. Now, Khayelitsha has had plans for development, which in the current situation or the trajectory we are in, development will always be hindered by elements of this nature. While you remember, it has been for a while that we've seen a mass shooting, which we believe it was a concerted effort between the SAPS and the community of Khayelitsha to curb these ones. But you can see it's starting again to rise up, which is a challenge. Development is always suffering on the basis of crime and so on.
Just the fact that bodies were found or shootings actually happened near council offices, the lack of fear of being caught, or should I say the lack of not respecting law to some degree. If I'm going to commit a crime close to an office where chances are I could be, someone can pinpoint to say she did 1, 2, 3. That's guts.
Very disturbing. Even in the surrounding police stations, we are not immune to such incidents. We might be for today talking about the mass shooting. There are violent crimes that are committed on a daily basis, which does not find a way to the publicity or reporting. People are being mugged, robbed on the daily basis in all streets, particularly where they are close to taverns, areas where there is no much traffic of people. Those are crimes that are committed and they are violent in many instances. And that itself prevents and is a possibility that what we envisage as Khayelitsha Development Forum to see that the younger generation take care of the older generation. We are not going to see that. And in the process, we are losing people that are in a position to develop Khayelitsha to a stage where we want to see it, on the basis that even if you are a Khayelitsha-born entrepreneur, business person, you opt to move out of Khayelitsha for safety. But we don't believe that should be a case as the people of Khayelitsha, because everywhere crime has no geographical space. Has no boundaries. It's happening across. So we are in the situation where we believe communities must take responsibility, working together with SAPS. But in the process of doing that, the SAPS must come to the fore. One of the principles we always envisage to have had is that SAPS members must be vetted. We can't be relying as communities on people we don't know. That's the basis. So we are in that situation due to socioeconomic conditions. Young people are not employed. they get enticed by people who are able to afford all these luxurious things with no effort working for them, and that itself creates a community where there are no more role models.
So I also see that extortion syndicates are rife. So over, 200 toilets in RR, just to give some introspection or to reflect, that's 200 toilets in RR section, informal settlement in Khayelitsha, have been overflowing with feces for nearly a month now, after cleaning company was threatened by a local extortion syndicate. Does the police not know about these syndicates? Are they not known people? Chances are they are known.
They're starting from the community itself. They know these attacks, but out of fear, they're unable to point them or to raise. You have mentioned the issue of a chemical toilet in RR section, which has not been maintained for a very long time. What we understand through community engagement that these attacks are known, and community leaders themselves are unable to raise this with the police, on the basis that once they threaten this company for a ransom amount of money to pay a protection fee, they will go to the community leader to threaten them. If you go to the police, your life is in danger. That's why we are saying that a community-driven police, together with police services, will be able to cap such matters, where both parties will have confidence amongst each other in fighting crime in our streets and our communities.
To someone who most probably would like to be part of the forum or to support the forum or to give insight or information to other people in relation to the forum, what exactly do you do in Khayelitsha? What is exactly does the forum do?
Khayelitsha Development Forum is a multi established stakeholder organization. We've got all political parties that exist in Khayelitsha. We've got all business structures that exist in Khayelitsha. All sectors of our society, being a school, education, health, and so on. So Khayelitsha Development Forum relies on itself through mobilization of our sectors within Khayelitsha for one, development ideas, measures, prevention measures to deal with social ills. It's not because there are no lot of those interventions that KPF, through its innovation, is able to deal with them. So we are a structure that exists within Khayelitsha. For all structures that are within Khayelitsha, there is no other structure outside Khayelitsha that has a potential to be a recognized structure like KPF, because we are a structure of all sectors of our society, political parties, education, NGOs, you mentioned all of them. We are that part of, including business itself. So we are a structure that is recognized, purely working for the people of Khayelitsha. We are a structure that self-sustained itself. More importantly, we call for people not to develop KDF, but to come and develop Khayelitsha through a people's parliament, such as KDF. That's our existence. Whoever elsewhere wants to support KDF, we are an organization that is well established, internationally recognized. We are operating within Khayelitsha.
And what really needs to be done in the meantime, going forward?
We have started a process of KDF to revive, more importantly, the Safety and Security Forum, so that it has a deeper involvement in all interventions that seeks to tap crime. Because without defeating crime, we'll be able to master and achieve development for the people of Khayelitsha. Because once you have a project that seeks to bring an infrastructure in Khayelitsha, extortions, will be fined in that process. demanding ransom amounts of money and such. But in Khayelitsha, we have not yet seen such huge extortion gangs that at some point lead to companies leaving Khayelitsha, except operating a project such as that one of the water and sanitation facilities in RR, be it waste on the other corner. But what is very much important is that all of us as community of Khayelitsha, we must rise and work together with SAPS, law enforcement agencies. We will be able to move to a direction where there will be no more crime in Khayelitsha.
I'm just going to take two voice notes before we close our conversation. And of course, just to let you know that it is open hour as from 11 right up until 12 midnight. It's your place where whatever is on your mind, you get to share your views. Maybe you want to comment on top stories that will be on the other side of 11. For now, let's go to voice notes.
Bertha, people of Khayelitsha, we face so many issues. You know, like winter is coming. People leave their homes quite early to go to work. So you hear people being shot in the morning while they were going to work. I mean, there's so many things. Business people are so afraid of these guys that are demanding protection fee. Children are being robbed when they go to school. Parents are being robbed when they come back from home. We have so many police stations, but you also hear that the police are working with these guys. So it's just not safe living in this community, but people do not have choice. Where else can they go?
It is true that poverty and underdevelopment are some of the leading causes of the violent crimes found in such places as Khayelitsha. And on my side, I'm more than convinced that part of the problem is this new thing of protection fees. I blame partly the community. There's a famous saying which goes, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. When these guys for protection fee were starting, they were targeting Somali spaza shops, and the community, yeah, didn't care less because they were not being targeted. So with criminals always push boundaries. The next thing they targeted other foreigners who are not just Pakistanis. Still, the communities were saying, nah, they are not targeting us. But now it's gone deeper until now it's targeting even South African citizens. It targets anyone. It's even worse when it's South African citizens because they pay more, or the consequences are even dire for them.
That's really worrisome. But Monde, thank you so much for joining us this evening to unpack what is happening in Khayelitsha, and let's hope that this lawlessness ends at some point. Thank you so much and have yourself a pleasant evening.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye for now. Talking about Khayelitsha mass killings, how violence impacts development in the township and just living in fear. When did we become this particular person? I don't grasp, but I suppose it's one of those things that just needs to be addressed. And we've been speaking to Acting Chair, Khayelitsha Development Forum, that's Monde Ngulwana, chatting to us about the situation that is happening there.